1 plus 1 is equal to 2. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. 4 into 2 is what? 4 divided by 2 is what? Well, it's nothing, but it's all about the magic of numbers. And today we will be learning about that. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast in this very special episode where you will be learning about the subject maths. Now today, before I start speaking about the subject, its history and so many things, let me tell you one simple maths, and I was very happy to know about this. To give creates many problems, so just double it, forget and forgive, it solves many problems. Well, dear all, before I say more about this, let me ask you one question. How many of you have suffered from the phobia of mathematics? Well, if you will ask me, I will say I am one of those who has suffered from the phobia of mathematics, and it was the subject which was truly a trauma for me. Although I used to study a lot, I used to practice a lot, but whenever I used to see the numbers, my mind could not retain anything. Everything used to bounce over my head. And that is why I always say to all the students that please develop a love for the subject. You know what? My best friend of school days, she advised me, and her advice helped me a lot in fighting my fear for the subject. And that advice was, if you love this subject, yes, this subject, then treat all the questions and solve all the questions as your friend. Okay? If you treat each question as your friend, then you can actually solve all the questions clearly. And if you take this subject as your enemy, what you can do, you can take up all the questions as the challenge, and then you can solve all the questions. And this second option was very good advice for me, because to make the subject friend was something very difficult for me, so I made it as my enemy. Well, you should not do like this. You should always love the subject. And you know what? How this enemy subject turned as my friend? All credits goes to my father, who is the best. And he erased my fear with the subject. And thankfully, by God's grace, I could score well in my grade 10th mathematics and say goodbye to the subject with a smile on my face. So this is an advice for all of you that treat it as your friend. And today we will be learning about a brief history of the subject mathematics, as in this month we are discussing about different subjects. Why? Because we do have a Children's Day in this month, right? Mathematics has played a very important role in the development of culture for millennia, and its ideas originated in this Indian subcontinent and had a profound impact on the world. Swami Vivekananda, he said, you know how many sciences had their origin in India? Mathematics began there, and you are even today counting 1, 2, 3 etc. to 0 after Sanskrit figures, and you all know that algebra also originated in India, and therefore we can conclude today that yes, the International Congress of Mathematicians, yes, which took place first in Zurich, in 1897, and after that it continued, and it proved that yes, it is something which highlights the advancement of knowledge in different fields, and one of these has always been a session on mathematics, right? So we have different periods of Indian history where we have the contribution of mathematics. To those who do not know mathematics, it is difficult to get across a real feeling as to the beauty, the deepest beauty of nature. If you want to learn about the nature, to appreciate nature, it is necessary to understand the language she speaks. And these words were from Richard Feynman, an American physicist, right? Mathematics is the language in which God has written the universe. And in the different period, we have a different contribution, especially in Vedic classical period, then medieval to Mughal period, and there were many who were born in 1800s and born in 1900s as mathematicians. In Vedic times, we had Bodhayana, yes, and he was an Indian mathematician who was most likely also as a priest, author of the earliest Sulabh Sutra. Yes. So I will not be going in detail, but here I would love to mention the names of those who were great during the Vedic times. Kantiana in 3rd century, then Yajnavalkya. Okay. Then we, in the classical mathematicians, we have the name which we all know, Aryabhatta. Yes, dear all, the great mathematician. Yes, and astronomer from the classical age of Indian mathematics and Indian astronomy. Then we had Aryabhatta too. Then we had Bhaskara. Yes, he gave a unique and remarkable rational approximation of the sine function. And don't ask me what is this all about, okay? Just kidding. Coming to this next name, we had Brahmagupta, and he believed to have been born in 598 AD. His famous work is his Brahmasapud Siddhanta. So whatever is relevant, you can actually read from this book. Then we had Bhaskara too. And in medieval to Mughal times, we had number of mathematicians from the period of 13th to 18th century. And I'm really happy to know this, and I'm very happy to share this with you all. I will not be listing all, but to name few, I have Narayana Pandit, Madhav Sangam Grama, Parameshwara, Neelkanth Somayaji, Mahendra Suri, Shankara Varier, then Achyut Pisharati, and so on. In 1800s, we had Ramachandra. We all know Ganesh Prasad. Right. Then in 1900s, Harish Chandra. So many names, so many work, and so much diversity this subject has. Yes, don't ask me, but yes, if you really want to know, I would tell you that the traditional division of the mathematics are pure mathematics and applied mathematics. Pure mathematics studied for its intrinsic interest, and applied mathematics can be directly applied to the real world problems. So this was just a brief history of the subject, which is very, 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 very important. And what you all can do, you can now make this subject as a fun subject. Now we do have so many games, we do have visual aids, picture books, and so many games like card games, math stations. So children, say goodbye to all the difficulty you are having with the subject, all the boredom you are facing with the subject, and most importantly, say bye to the anxiety with this subject by making this subject a fun subject. And stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye-bye.